15-year-old Alanis Arroyo and her little brothers have been at a school in western Puerto Rico for weeks, but they are not in class. The Associated Press says they have been living in the school, which is now being used as a shelter. Hurricane Maria flooded their family's home and destroyed most of their belongings. Her family is far from their friends after being moved from another shelter. Arroyo was an honor student in the 10th grade when the hurricane hit on September 20th. She has been trying to keep up with her studies by reading about the history of the United States and Puerto Rico, but said it is hard to pay attention. "The days are long," she said. "I miss studying." Like Arroyo, most of Puerto Rico's young people are becoming frustrated about missing school. Hurricane Maria caused widespread flooding and has resulted in at least 48 deaths. Less than 20% of the people have electricity, and 35% are still without drinking water. The storm also destroyed the electrical power system for the island, affecting all of the schools. Puerto Rico has 1,113 public schools with 345,000 students. About 167 schools have served as community centers where children and older people spend part of each day and receive meals. The Education Department announced Wednesday that it was raising the number of these schools to 190.
An additional 99 schools are being used as shelters for about 5,000 people. People are sleeping in classrooms like the Arroyo family. Officials are now working on a plan to reopen the schools. About 70 schools are too damaged to reopen. Some have been hit by landslides. Many schools now have no regular water service. Few, if any, have power. Teachers were expected to return to their schools Monday to prepare for the reopening of classes. But Puerto Rico's Education Secretary, Julia Kelleher, now agrees that was too soon and only some schools will open. The start date for the whole system has been pushed to October 30th or later. Universities and trade schools also are closed or on limited schedules. This has forced some young people to wait until they reopen or move to the U.S. mainland to continue their studies. 19-year-old Luis Sierra was studying to be a chef. Now, instead, he is at a school that is serving as a shelter in the town of Toa Baja. His school says it will not reopen until August. "I've lost this year," he said. Many students and young people have left for the mainland U.S., although the exact number is not known. Students have had only about 6 weeks of class since the academic year started August 14th because of damaging storms.
Law schools, including Florida A&M and the University of Connecticut, have agreed to accept students from Puerto Rico. Miami-Dade County Public Schools has offered to adapt the learning materials and change bus routes to help the incoming children. Florida Governor Rick Scott has said displaced teachers will not have to pay for documents to work in his state. He ordered that license fees for certain professionals, such as real estate agents and barbers, be suspended for people fleeing the storm. Puerto Rico's Education Secretary Kelleher would like to get children back to class as soon as possible. But there are competing needs, she said. Kids need their education and parents need them in school so they can go back to work. But schools need repair and cleaning, and about 10% are still being used as shelters.
You ask yourself, is it my rush to get that family out? Because if that family is the family of the child that I am educating, who am I serving here by getting them out faster? Kelleher said in an interview with the Associated Press. We have the goal, but it's not the goal at the cost of human beings who are impacted along the way. One district has already pushed the end of the school year from May 31st to July 15th and may have to extend it further and make the school day longer. When they do go back to school, many kids will be dealing with the emotions of losing everything to the floods. Some teachers and staff are dealing with the same issues, said Damaris Collazo. She is the principal of the Eleanor Roosevelt School in the Hato Rey area of San Juan. She says she will try to act like life is normal, but realizes that may not be possible for everyone. The reality, she says, is that we are facing a crisis like they have never experienced. I'm Alice Bryant.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.